Figure 14 is an ISA conversion chart showing pressure altitude for outside air temperatures. In other words, properties of the standard atmosphere with index lines ranging from ISA minus 30 to ISA plus 40. The International Civil Aviation Organization, also known as ICAO, India Charlie Alpha Oscar, established a worldwide standard, often referred to as International Standard Atmosphere, or ISA. ISA, or ICAO Standard Atmosphere, is the basis upon which aircraft instrumentation is calibrated. Any temperature or pressure variations that differ from standard would be considered non-standard temperature and or non-standard pressures. Adjustments for non-standard temperatures and pressures are provided on the performance charts for each particular airplane. Temperatures warmer or colder than ISA at given altitudes are referred to as, for example, ISA plus 10 or ISA minus 10. Figure 18 is a panel of U.S. low-level significant weather prognostic charts. These charts were prepared on August 25, 1995. The chart has a legend between the two upper panels indicating what a solid contour line, scallop contour line, or dashed line indicate, as well as freezing levels, whether they are above mean sea level or at the surface. The panels on the left side of the chart are valid from 00Z. The panels on the right side of the chart are valid from 12Z. The two lower panels are 12 and 24-hour surface progs. The two upper panels are 12 and 24-hour progs from the surface to 24,000 feet or 400 millibars. We'll take a look at the lower left panel and then the upper left panel first. Then we'll talk about the lower right panel and the upper right panel. Lower left panel, 12-hour surface prog, valid 00Z. A planned low-altitude flight from northern Florida to southern Florida at 00Z is likely to encounter showery precipitation, thunderstorms, rain showers covering half or more of the area. In the area of Florida, there is a symbol, an open triangle, with a dot above it. That indicates rain showers, while the symbol R indicates a thunderstorm. The shaded area indicates that the precipitation affects half or more of the area. Let's take a look at the upper left panel, 12-hour significant weather prog from the surface to 24,000. The U.S. low-level significant weather surface prog chart at 00Z indicates that northwestern Colorado and eastern Utah can expect moderate or greater turbulence from the surface to flight level 240. In the vicinity of northwestern Colorado and eastern Utah, numbers below and or above a short line show expected base and or top of the turbulent layer in hundreds of feet MSL. Absence of a number below the line indicates turbulence from the surface upward. No number above the line indicates turbulence extending above the upper limit of the chart. The 240 above the line in eastern Utah and northwestern Colorado indicates moderate or greater turbulence from the surface to flight level 240. Taking a look at the lower right-hand chart, 24-hour surface prog, the chart symbols shown in the Gulf of Mexico at 12Z and extending into Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and northern Florida indicate a tropical storm. The symbol in the center of the shaded area indicates a tropical storm. And now the upper right-hand panel, 24-hour prog, surface to 24,000. The 24-hour low-level significant weather prog at 12Z indicates that southwestern West Virginia will likely experience ceilings less than 1,000 feet, visibility less than 3 miles. The smooth line enclosing West Virginia indicates a ceiling less than 1,000 feet and or visibility less than 3 miles. Figure 20 shows a high-level significant weather prognostic chart with a valid time of 18Z, Friday, February 8, 1991. The chart depicts weather from 24,000 feet to 63,000 feet. It also shows areas of forecast turbulence, cumulonimbus clouds, and it shows the expected height of the tropopause and predicts jet stream location and velocity. It also depicts clouds and turbulence. What is the maximum wind velocity forecast in the jet stream shown on the high-level significant weather prognostic chart over Canada? 130 knots. The maximum core speed along the jet stream is depicted by shafts, pennants, and feathers. You can locate the maximum wind velocity forecast in the jet stream by looking at the two pennants and three lines, which indicate a maximum speed of 130 knots, at a height of 30,000 feet or flight level 300. The symbol is located on the chart in the vicinity just north of Michigan. What is the height of the tropopause over Kentucky? Flight level 340. Tropopause heights are depicted in hundreds of feet MSL. The five-sided polygon indicates areas of high and low tropopause heights. The height over Kentucky is 34,000 feet MSL, or flight level 340, by the symbol depicted on the chart.